This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Used as the vehicle by the CIA, oh, I know, it's declassified actually, to put out the hoax for the UN that ivermectin is not an antiviral. I'm going to show you the studies and more coming up here today. I'm not trying to look smart like Rachel Maddow. These are actually my glasses. I still have 2015 vision in the distance, but sometimes up close, I'm reading tiny print. I do. I'm getting used to wearing these. They're pretty good, actually. I just grabbed the first set of frames off the wall. But seriously, let's go ahead and at the optometrist, let's go ahead and go to some of this propaganda newscast that they've had to now. Well, the local station hasn't retracted, but Rolling Stone and others said, okay, we talked to the hospital. It's not true. No one ever came in. It's a total hoax. Here it is.
Just last week, we told you Tractor Supply stores across the state are sold out of the anti-parasitic drug ivermectin.
Tonight, we're hearing from a rural doctor treating Oklahoma patients who are overdosing on the drug meant for livestock.
News 4's Caitlin Ogle on the story.
There's a reason you have to have a doctor to get a prescription for this stuff, because it can be dangerous.
Dr. Jason McElyea saying patients are packing southeastern Oklahoma emergency rooms, taking ivermectin doses meant for a full-sized horse, believing false claims it could fight COVID-19.
The ERs are so backed up that gunshot victims were having hard times getting to facilities where they could get definitive care and be treated.
Something McElyea says is now backing up small town ambulance systems too.
All of their ambulances are stuck at the hospital waiting for a bed to open so that they can take the patient in, and they don't have any, that's it. But if there's no ambulance to come to the call, there's no ambulance to come to the call.
McElyea says many of his patients aren't even afraid of ivermectin, using it on their livestock. Now they're going to their local ag stores, ignoring the warning signs, and figuring out a dosage themselves.
So some people taking inappropriate dosages have actually put themselves in worse conditions than if they had caught COVID.
Suffering nausea, vomiting, muscle aches, cramping, and that's only in minor cases.
The scariest one that I've heard of and seen is people coming in with vision loss.
Even the manufacturer saying there's no scientific or meaningful evidence that ivermectin is effective against the virus, but many store shelves still empty.
You have to ask yourself, if I take this medicine, what am I going to do if something bad happens? What's your next step? What's your backup plan?
As Caitlin Ogle reporting, the doctor says if you're going to take a medicine this powerful, talk to your doctor about the dosage instead of researching on the internet.
That's the only part of the report I agree with, is you shouldn't go get this off the store shelf. You should research the dose with the doctor. I totally agree with that. But, hey, it's free world. That's up to you. The left says you should be able to commit suicide, and even if you're just depressed, you should do assisted suicide. But, they don't want you to take ivermectin. They want you to live now. And Bill Gates says he wants to get rid of you, but he wants you to live. You know what they call that report? They call that report Bucky. Well, there you go. And here's the Rolling Stone correction. It says Dr. Piggyface has not worked at our location over 2 months. It's a chain of hospitals. They have not treated any patients due to complications related to taking ivermectin. This includes not treating any patients for ivermectin overdose. All patients have visited our emergency room, have received medical attention as appropriate. Our hospital has not had to turn away any patient seeking emergency care. But he had to keep saying, you're hurting people. You know, gunshot victims, it was elaborated on other articles. He must have done interviews with newspapers. Oh, gunshot victims, pregnant women, you people, stop taking it. Stop taking it right now, you evil devils. All right, ladies and gentlemen, straight ahead, I will go where millions have gone before. I will ingest the dreaded horse paste. Straight ahead. The New York Times, by the way, said I need to be taken off the air for this. Of course you don't like competition, you WMD lion, murdering scum. Burn in hell, Phil. Burn.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
About a month ago, I felt the metaphysical energy turn towards victory, and I told you I thought victory was coming. We've seen some major victories in the last few weeks, and I'm praying to God for more. Thanks for joining us on this live Sunday transmission. We're about to expose the ivermectin suppression conspiracy.
Thanks to you kids, we now know the virus is a hoax.
They included flu, pneumonia, and other infections to boost the numbers.
Let's find out who is really behind it all.
Like President Trump is definitely behind one of these phantoms.
Xi Jinping?
Dr. Fauci?
Like I thought doctors were supposed to help people, not scare them.
Microsoft's Bill Gates?
Not only a computer guy, he's a notorious vaccine pusher who wants to reduce the world's population.
I get it. So Bill Gates wanted to vaccinate everyone after Fauci convinced them there was a deadly disease outbreak. That's diabolical.
Yeah, that sounds pretty bad.
Don't worry, kids. These globalists won't get away with their pandemic hoax this time. Where they're going, they'll be locked up for a long good while in the big house.
Yeah. Better than a rock round at home.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to hour number two of the most censored, most demonized, most lied about transmission in the world. You are the ambassadors. You are the emissaries. You are the lightning in the wind that can take this information to others and share the articles, share the videos, and tell people. The resistance against tyranny lives at InfoWars.com. All right, let's get into it right now. If you just joined us, the CIA has always engaged in offshore propaganda and lies. And in 2012, you can type it in, it's in the Washington Post everywhere, Obama legalized domestic propaganda, which means lying. And then when Trump got in 2016, he never got control of it. Obama put it in the Defense Authorization Act for 2017 at the end of 2016, right before he left office, $2 billion to, quote, counter Trump and, quote, foreign disinformation. They then used that against the American people. They used that against Trump. And they had stay-behind networks embedded in the government to basically attack us and shut down the independent media. You can just type in and click web. It'll come up because it's older, the headline, Obama legalizes domestic propaganda, or Congress legalizes domestic propaganda. It's a continuation of Operation Mockingbird. So that's what they did. And they know national news doesn't have credit. Nobody believes it anymore. So instead they do it through late night comedy. It's directed by the CIA now. That's come out in Congress. All the major shows, you can look it up. And a lot of local news gets paid. There it is, U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans. Yep, that was in Foreign Policy, a division of the Washington Post. So there you go, 2012, if I remember correctly. Let's check the date, make sure I'm correct. So all of this is going on, all of this is happening. And you've got the globalists not wanting you to know about ivermectin that is in all these major studies. to be antiviral, not just what it was originally developed for to be anti-parasite. So what it does is it basically keeps things from growing, keeps things from dividing. A lot of studies out there showing it's also very, very anti-cancer. Now, a lot of poisons are anti-cancer. Chemotherapy is like fancy bug spray. It's not good for you either. So let's just be honest. You don't want to take ivermectin on a regular basis. It is a poison, okay? And you should consult a doctor before you take it. I worked for Jess Adkins, large animal vet, for 2 years. Even before that, when I was like 12, I worked for him a few summers as well. But I worked for a large animal vet. I'd probably given horses and cows, let's not exaggerate, 5,000 doses of this. I've served more than 5,000 cows and horses with ivermectin. I know all about it. I know human vets were taking it back then as an antiviral. I remember them telling me one time when I had the flu, I was like, I was out for a week, and Jess said, quit being a wimp. And one of the other vets he worked with said, just take this, and shoved it in my hand, and I thought they were messing with me. So this has been well known for a long time. I mean, I was like 16 when that happened. Okay? So I've been handling these green and yellow boxes with a horse on them for 30-something years. I know all about this. And the media loves to act like I'm crazy and I'm stupid. And I didn't grow up in some high-rise like Stephen Colbert and all these people and don't know how to do anything. Okay? So I know how to run electricity. I know how to skin a buck. I know how to run a trot line. I don't want to divert off and, you know, distract off. I've got a lot I want to cover here and a lot I want to get to. But my medical doctor gave me the prescription for these oral steroids that are not anabolic. They don't make your muscles big. They're anti-inflammatory. The left is calling for my arrest all over the internet now saying I've got steroids on air. Yeah, it's a different type of steroids, dumbasses. And then ivermectin. You can see my prescription right here. Alex Jones. Overhead shot, please. You can see Alex Jones. This is Alex Jones's medicine, the evil Alex Jones. And it's all right there. That's ivermectin, which they keep saying is only for horses. This was prescribed because it's known to work, and this particular doctor has treated thousands of people with COVID-19. Thousands. So you can see that I've already run my regimen of this, but you can always, in my view, take a little bit more. Just don't take too much. It is a poison. You're really supposed to take 5 tablets a day. I took 2 on Friday. You can see that. And the mainstream media made a huge deal out of this, a giant deal out of this, and said, oh, I bet he's really vaccinated. He's sleight of hand and didn't take it. So when we come back, I'm going to show you, so we have plenty of time, up close with a document cam shot of me taking it out of the package and eating it. And because there's a cherry on top, I'm going to put one of these pills, ivermectin, on top of the horse paste, which is the same molecule. And I have the paperwork in each package that shows the same molecule, the same drug right there. Though, yes, you want to take a much smaller amount. So I'm actually not going to take the whole thing. That was a joke earlier. You shouldn't do that. I'm going to just put a little pea-size amount on there. That's what vets, you know, were doing 30-something years ago when I worked with them. And they take it because they know. Doctors take what works, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they do that. And veterinary doctors understand that animals are very similar to humans, you see, because that's why they test drugs on animals. So the idea that this is asinine is ridiculous. But let me just show you this before we go to break. And this is what I challenge the corporate media to show, but they won't. Look right here. Here's a tweet putting it out. You can go check it for yourself. It's from the NIH. It's absolutely amazing. 44 peer-reviewed ivermectin studies, 39 positive, and some journalists still proclaim that none exist. So you can look that up and find all those studies. And now, here it is. Wow, CDC gives incoming refugees Nobel Prize-winning ivermectin, and our article actually has links to the CDC showing you. You know, notice in that newscast saying everybody's dying and all the hospitals are shut down and nobody can get help in Oklahoma, they showed no proof. Ivermectin for prevention and treatment of COVID-19 infection, a systematic review, meta-analysis, and trial sequential analysis to inform clinical guidelines, PubMed, NIH, peer-reviewed study, okay? Boom. You go to the NIH's front page, and they say, do not take it if you're not a horse. You actually type in ivermectin study, you get literally hundreds. And then it just goes on from there. Let me show you some more of these. A 5-day course of ivermectin for the treatment of COVID-19 may reduce the duration of illness. NCBI-NIM-NIH.gov. I mean, that's right there. Literally hundreds of these things. It will make your head spin. Here's another one. Review of the emergency, view of the emerging evidence demonstrating the efficacy of ivermectin in the prophylaxis and treatment of COVID-19, the American Journal of Therapeutics. It's a very prestigious group. You got Oxford saying the same thing. You're not supposed to see this, folks. Here's another one from the NIH.gov. Wonder drug from Japan, the humans use perspective. And it just goes into all the known antiviral uses of it, specifically with COVID-19 as well. So you're not supposed to see this. You're not supposed to know this. And why do you think all these prestigious doctors are saying this and doing this? Because it works. And they're saving people. And that's not supposed to happen. You're supposed to take deadly vaccines, get rid of your immune system, and then die. Like so many people are dying, and I've got all the statistics out of Israel where the majority of people that are dying in Israel have been vaccinated. Okay, so they're trying to hide this. They don't want you to know. We're going to cover it all when we come back, and I'll take the ivermectin.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Thank you again for joining us on this live Sunday, September 5th global transmission. We have a investigative journalist joining us the next segment, blowing wide open. She's been interviewing the local TV station that lied and put out the hoax report that thousands were in the hospital, that, you know, their livers were failing from ivermectin. Not one person in that hospital chain there for ivermectin, no overdoses, not one patient. The doctor doesn't work there. It was all made up. Plenty of hospital beds, plenty of ambulances. Again, another corporate hoax. The Rolling Stone has had to retract putting out the hospital's press release. But where's MSNBC? Where's CNN? Where's the Young Turds? Where's Hassan Pecker, and all these other people that have been out there lying and saying this happened because I took ivermectin last week on air prescribed by my doctor. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, for symptoms of COVID-19, knocked it right out for my parents. And last segment, I showed you a bunch of mainline studies showing that. But here's the Rolling Stone retraction saying it was all a lie, a total hoax. And here are a bunch of the studies on the NIH website about it knocking out COVID-19, if you get to people early, basically 100%, absolutely incredible. Ivermectin wonder drug from Japan, antiviral, used to knock out Zika, used to knock out Ebola. That's why they tried it on this. They do not want you to know this information. So here's my prescription. I ended up having, you know, some left over. I got better before I needed it anymore. And I took this on air on Friday, and the leftists all said that I'm a liar. They went on to try to claim that, for some reason I'm having trouble opening this. For some reason they claimed that I didn't take it. They also love to lie. They absolutely love to lie over and over again and say, it's easy on Friday to do this. They love to lie and say that I'm vaccinated. Well, that's not a vaccine. The COVID-19 injections are not a vaccine. They're a gene therapy. And no, I would never take that. You're an idiot if you say I am. So here it is. Here's the pill. Overhead shot, please, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, there is the pill. There is the ivermectin container it came out of. There is my prescription with my name on it right there. And here is the spoon. And here is the paste, ladies and gentlemen, the exact same molecule saying, don't do this yourself, consult a physician. But I worked with a large animal vet for many years. A nice little dose for myself. Apple flavors. Let's get a little bit extra there. And then let's have a cherry on top. Okay, because you give a horse basically the whole thing. Oh, I weigh about, you know, a third of a horse or less. So I'll just, and there is the cherry on top. This is my personal decision. You should consult a physician to not do this, but I want to show the corporate media. So look at this. Okay, and they're going to say it's sleight of hand. Watch. Cut to me. Watch. See that? Watch. See that right there? Oh, my gosh. That is absolutely hideous. They also, I don't know, go back to me. They also said that I was drinking a beer on air. No, that's lime Topo Chico. Been drinking these for 30 years. Non-alcoholic, absolutely, that is delicious. So there you go. Bon appetit. Now they say you're going to turn into a horse. They say, oh, we're just joking when they say that. But it's a dumbed-down thing so the public doesn't talk to an alternative doctor or research antivirals or hydroxychloroquine or quercetin or zinc or vitamin D because they want you to only rely on Big Pharma and the gene therapies and the rest of it. That's what they want. They want you living in fear. They don't want you to see the studies. They want to basically keep you in the dark. The same big pharma, just this week, a federal judge ruled that the makers of OxyContin, who admitted in their own documents they created it to addict people and got it approved for children, the head of the FDA currently did that. She also got fentanyl approved. What a monster. You know, these same people are now telling you that it's an approved vaccine when actually the head scientist quit and said they didn't really approve it. It's all a fraud. So these people are liars, and they don't want you to know about ivermectin. It's won a Nobel Prize in 2015 and so much more. But I got to tell you, though, something's starting to happen. Something's starting to go on here. I mean, I don't know what's about to go down. I'm not quite sure. I mean, they told me not to take it. Oh, yeehaw, 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 yeehaw. I turned into a Democrat. I took the ivermectin. Oh, no, Fauci's right. I didn't turn into a horse. I turned into a donkey. Yeehaw, yeehaw. I'm going to do it. Fauci says to take all five boosters, even though it had to protect me and gets rid of my immune system. I love Pfizer. I don't care if all these other countries have banned the shots they're using here. I love the world ID. I, oh, yeehaw, yeehaw. Oh, I shouldn't have listened to other medical doctors or the studies I've got right here. They were lying that it was antiviral. I turned into a donkey. Oh, I love the liberals that work for Big Pharma and get paid to be influencers. Billions of dollars have been paid. I could have been paid to tell people to take the shot. It would have saved them. But instead, I'm a donkey. Yeehaw! Yeehaw! The headlines will be, Jones has completely lost it. He now thinks he's a donkey. No, it's called having some fun. So anybody can go to the NIH website and type in ivermectin, and you'll get their press release saying it's deadly. Don't take it. Oh, my God. We love you. Take your Pfizer shots. And then you can go read the literal hundreds of studies on it, dozens on antiviral, and then realize what criminals they are at the top. But the number one scientist and the number two virologist, number one and number two, at the FDA were supposed to be over this, said this is all political, this is a lie, children shouldn't take any of these GMO shots, these are not really vaccines, and it's not really been approved, and we're against the booster shots. But what did Boris Johnson say when his own government came out and said don't do it? And the EU government came out and said, doing. They said, we don't care. We're going to override the scientists. Trust the science. Override their own pro-vaccine scientists in the EU, in the UK, in the United States that said, don't do it. So I turned into a donkey. Maybe you'll turn into a horse. Here it is.
Hello. I'm Mr. Red. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Ed. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Ed. People yakety-yak the street and waste your time of day. But Mr. Ed will never speak unless he has something to say. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And this one will talk to his voice, his horse. You never heard of a talking horse? Well, listen to this. I am Mr. Ed.
Hee-haw! Hee-haw! Take your vaccines. Fauci loves you. We'll be right back with investigative reporter who's about to expose the fake news story saying ivermectin is filling the hospitals with dead and dying. Stay with us.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You're listening to the antidote for fake news. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes all right, folks. Normally, we're just here live 4 to 6 p.m. Central, but we now have Sunday live since the election, 6 to 8, and Owen normally hosts it. But I said, would you like the night off, partner? And he said, sure, because I've got a lot to cover. So we got a lot of big stuff coming up in the next 2 hours straight ahead after this transmission ends. If your local station doesn't pick up Sunday live, they should. But if they don't, please ask them to. You can simply tune in to InfoWars.com/show or follow the live feeds at band.video. Okay, but right now, you're watching the last 27 minutes of the Sunday version of the Alex Jones Show. And ladies and gentlemen, you talk about a fake news story all over the news Friday, Saturday, still all over the national news, that thousands, in Oklahoma in a hospital chain, nowhere else, it's just one area, of people cannot get to the doctor. Pregnant women, gunshot wounds, car wrecks. There's not just this one news report. There's other reports interviewing this doctor, it turns out, doesn't work at the hospital, and they put a press release out of this group of hospitals. Not one person there for ivermectin, overdose, or toxicity or problems. And Rolling Stone, to their credit, did a retraction. Nobody else has done it, not Rachel Maddow, not the Young Turds, none of them. And they said the NHS chain has not treated any patients due to complications. That doctor does not work here. And they went on to say, no one has been here in relation to ivermectin. This includes not treating any patients for ivermectin overdose. All patients who have visited our emergency room have received medical attention as appropriate. Our hospital has not had to turn away any patients seeking emergency care. Repeat, there are no ivermectin overdoses here. And earlier I showed you a bunch of studies on the NIH website of its incredible antiviral properties with Zika, with Ebola, and now COVID-19. Christy Lee is an investigative journalist who quit her job out in California, or I guess got let go. She wouldn't play ball. And we've had a lot of whistleblowers here on air with us. She's a whistleblower. She's now moved to Texas and is independent at KLIM.news. And she is here with a report exposing KFOR putting out this fake news in Oklahoma. I know you want to talk about this after the piece, but I'm glad you came in this weekend. I'm glad you got this report out.
Yeah, I mean, this story was a mess to begin with. Just such poor journalism. So the fact that the NHS Sequoia came out with their statement after was just the cherry on top, because I was already working on just how poor this journalism was to have one source, and to be so vague about the hospitals. The original article didn't even say which hospitals were experiencing this.
It just said the name of the hospital chain.
It just said,
why didn't they go out and show it? Why didn't they talk to the hospital? Exactly. So you were working on it just to show that they hadn't checked it out. It was probably fake. And then while you're working on it, the news comes out, it is admittedly fake.
Exactly. And we followed up with the other hospitals that he's associated with. You're going to be interested to see how those phone calls went in the story, which I think we're going to be playing soon, correct?
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and roll your report. And again, I guess, have we posted this yet at band.video, or is it just on your site, KLIM.news?
It will be posted. If it's not already, it will be posted very shortly.
Okay, fantastic. At band.video. So here it is, folks.
Breaking, more media malfeasance. KFOR ran this story unvetted, and Rolling Stone, MSN, Yahoo News, and many others piled right on to report, using one doctor as their source, one who was fired from his last position. They put out en masse that people overdosing on ivermectin were clogging up hospitals, turning ambulances away, leaving those with gunshot wounds waiting for care. They ran with it with no data, no verification, no video that this was actually happening. But one hospital is now setting the record straight. NHS Sequoia posted this message. It says, although Dr. Jason McAllier is not an employee of NHS Sequoia, he is affiliated with a medical staffing group that provides coverage for our emergency room. With that said, Dr. McAllier has not worked at our Salisaw location in over 2 months. NHS Sequoia has not treated any patients due to complications related to taking ivermectin. This includes not treating any patients for ivermectin overdose. All patients who have visited our emergency room have received medical attention as appropriate. Our hospital has not had to turn any patients away seeking emergency care. We also called the other hospitals, as Dr. McAllier is listed as affiliated with. Arbuckle Memorial.
Have you been experiencing an increase in patients that have been overdosing on ivermectin?
No.
She's hung up on me.
And here's Integris Grove.
Well, surely someone can answer that question.
You can call on Tuesday and you can speak to administration, but I don't have anyone here right now.
Well, NHS Sequoia put a message up on their website addressing this issue. There's no statement addressing this.
On Tuesday, and you can speak with the administration. Okay, thank you.
Just another example of the death of mainstream media. As the propaganda puppet play clamored to get control of the narrative, due diligence was lost. The story was a mess to begin with. After blasting Joe Rogan for using ivermectin and daring to get well, nearly every legacy media op described the drug as horse medicine. Except it wasn't. It was the human pill that's been prescribed to billions over decades. Then they doubled down with this story. people overdosing on the horse pace and clogging up hospitals. KFOR ran this even after running a story dated a week prior saying 11 people had called Center for Poison and Drug since May. 11 people over the course of 3 to 4 months? Does that sound like it would clog up hospitals? Were any admitted to ICU? Did anyone die? No. It says they complained of minor symptoms like nausea and diarrhea. No evidence found yet of any hospitals having a single case of ivermectin poisoning. Did they vet the story from anyone other than this doctor? This doctor who was let go from McAllister Regional Health Center for medical negligence. Did KFOR check for themselves if there was a backed up line of ambulances or backed up emergency rooms from ivermectin overdoses? Clearly not. The origin of this story, KFOR still hadn't updated the story a whole day after.
Okay, so basically KFOR is comfortable with having inaccurate news being shared because no one is able to update your story right now.
If you want to phrase it that way, I don't know the official statement or anything like that, but like I said, I'm in a different department.
Okay, well, I think that this charge is pretty important, and you may want to call a manager so that you can get this story updated so it's accurate and you're not misinforming your public.
So what's the truth about ivermectin? The human form, not the horse paste. Well, the news outlets parrot, there's no evidence ivermectin is effective for COVID-19 treatment. The American Journal of Therapeutics analyzed data from multiple clinical studies assessing ivermectin as a potential treatment. But the FDA continues to warn against it, citing the danger of those who have self-medicated with the animal version. Could it have anything to do with the low cost of this human pill? Meanwhile, Japan is full steam ahead. Dr. Ozaki, chairman of the Tokyo Metropolitan Medical Association, declared that ivermectin has demonstrated significant benefits in reducing infections and deaths where the regimen is prophylactically administered for another indication. Could it have anything to do with India? Since April 28th, Indian medical officials started providing hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin to its massive population. The result? COVID cases have plummeted quickly since then. The media is failing us. They're not giving us the true story, the context. They're not examining conflicts of interest or holding those in power accountable. It's time to hold them accountable. For KLIM.News, I'm Christy Lee.
Well, great job, Christy. You've got a lot to talk about how the sausage was made working in regional news and local news. When we come back, we'll expose how this propaganda and lies got put out. But since we're here, here's an overhead shot from John Hopkins numbers. Here's India. First take the shots. They get really sick. Take ivermectin. Almost no deaths or illnesses. Israel, most vaccinated, most shots, highest rate of deaths and illnesses. So just to back up what you're saying. But my big question, I want your answer when we come back, is this. How do they put this out on a local news channel that you're going to expose goes out actually nationally, and they knew it would? And how did they not think someone would call the hospital and discover it was all a lie? And how did this doctor not think that that would come out? And the answer is they knew the left would pick it up, and the left and the corporate media doesn't care. They're still going to keep reporting this even after they have to retract it. And that's why this is so serious. This is war. This is absolute deception, just like the PCR test were lies, just like Fauci said 99% of people dying were unvaccinated. That was a giant lie. All of it is a lie. These people are going for broke because they're globalists at war with this country and with the truth. Stay with us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you think it's a bad trait of Mike Lindell that he's so optimistic, that he's so positive? No. It's that type of optimism that built this country. We would have never defeated the British 250 years ago if we didn't have a lot of optimism and we didn't persevere. George Washington lost most of his major battles, but he kept fighting for 6 years and finally we won. Well, Mike Lindell has been fighting as a man in the arena and he's continuing to expose serious issues in the 2020 election and we need to keep him in the fight. Plus, he's got hundreds of incredible made in American products, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets, not just beds. And he's got up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. You get the best deals. It's made in America. He's investigating the election. He's fighting the globalists. He's standing up against forced inoculations. His organization is reaching millions of people. We need to support it and support InfoWars at the same time at MyPillow.com, promo code Alex, up to 66% off. You need these products already. They're high quality. Use promo code Alex and save big.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. You know, this really takes your breath away when the corporate media lies about WMDs in Iraq and knows it's true. The corporate media lies about our government going back to the 70s running the Taliban. That's why they just turned the country over to them, because the globalists are undermining this country. Our borders, the globalists put China in power and made one-sided trade deals for 40 years to sell the country out. So we ask why this is happening. It's a globalist design. And so for folks that don't know how local and regional news works, we have a special guest investigative reporter here in studio with us who just did a great job, and I'm going to reintroduce her in a moment. But here's the question I was asking before we went to break about this whole Rolling Stone report and how they've had to retract, but even the local TV station that first broke it didn't. Now it's the London Guardian, biggest paper in the UK, probably in Europe. It's in the Japanese news. It's everywhere. All comes out of KFOR. How would they not check what this guy says? How would he think he was going to get away with it? Because this was done strategically with the American Medical Association as fake news. And I want to ask your opinion, Christy Lee from KLIM.news, of why you think they would do something this reckless and now refuse to even correct their story.
I think it's two things. I think number one, it's money. And number two, You know, retractions never get as much coverage or attention as the original story. So they knew they could get away with this. This is a clear violation of vetting a story. You had a doctor, one source for your story that you did not even vet to find out that he was fired from his last job for medical malpractice. I don't think they really cared. They just wanted to put this narrative out that ivermectin overdoses were filling hospitals.
And to be clear, you were told by a source that he was fired from medical malpractice.
You can look it up. You can find the documentation, which is included in the story that we just ran. You can see the screenshot of the fact that he...
I know his ratings are very low online. So again, they know what they're doing. You explained during the break. They know, leaving that story up, they're making probably hundreds of thousands of dollars, the biggest story in the world for several days. And so they know it's a fraud. They're just leaving it up to demonize people that don't want to die of COVID-19 and to demonize the doctors and the scientists that know it's working.
Absolutely. I think it is money-driven, but there's a couple points I want to make with this. So they put this story out, and it gets shared, and it comes out that it's a false, totally bogus story. Rolling Stone retracts it, but then they keep the headline, which is still misleading, knowing people won't continue to read the full story. All they did was include the NHS Sequoia statement, but they didn't change the headline, and then they finally changed the bogus picture. But what you have here is KFOR has this bogus story out there. I called them. I said, why is this still up? Why haven't you corrected this? And they're like, oh, well, no one's here to fix it right now. I was like, don't you think you should call your manager to maybe prioritize not misleading your public? Oh, we'll try and do that. But here's the bottom line. As long as they keep that story up there, it's going to get shared by other national sources and all over. So they're getting hits. They're also getting all the hits from people like me that are like, when are they going to update this story? So website hits, the shares, all of it leads to more increased ad revenue. So I do think this is, and I don't believe them, by the way. You were telling me that you don't have one person in your newsroom on a weekend that can update your web story? Are you kidding me?
Well, by the way, I was already on their site today. They're updating the site today.
So they obviously are not prioritizing fixing this totally bogus story.
And explain to people, too, how what they put out via the network they're on went to hundreds of other stations.
Okay, so here's the other point I wanted to make. What happens is KFOR is owned by Nexstar Media Group. So what happens is when they put out a story, everybody that Nexstar owns, so all your local stations across the country are then disseminating that same story, the same, like pretty much copy-paste. Then what happens is you have places like MSN, Rolling Stone, Yahoo News, tons of others that are picking up and sourcing, saying, according to KFOR News in Oklahoma, this is what's happening. So what you had is one bogus story that has then had the outreach of every local news story across the country that's owned by Nexstar and the like, and nationally, and you've had...
And so they're probably making millions of dollars off this lie, and then Big Pharma's making billions, because then people won't go out and talk to medical doctors and get this, or protect themselves, and then they'll end up dying. I mean, this is really cold-blooded, and they did this with hydroxychloroquine, they've done this with zinc, they've done this with vitamin C, they've done this with all these other things, and they've just fought to suppress all treatments, because if there's any treatment that has any efficacy, then they don't get emergency authorization for these vaccines.
I noticed that the other hospital said no, and I got hung up on. I think they're getting inundated with phone calls, too. But here's the hypocrisy of it. You have a Biden administration that says, dirty dozen, these people are spreading disinformation, 12 people, and then not recognizing that a news station, a local news station, has the power to disseminate a massive more reach of bogus information, and that just gets ignored and doesn't get covered. And obviously, the bogus news is still on their website, not updated. And I was a reporter at my last station. I knew how to update a website. So surely there's somebody at that station, not necessarily a web person, but they would still know how to update their website. So it's really hard to believe that they're doing this for money, but that's what it appears to be.
Absolutely.
Well, not only the money, like you said, the sinister reason of they just want to suppress this information that could be life-saving.
One quick note, because I forgot to get it during the break. You guys bring me that piece of report I asked you to print me during the break so that I can tell people what's coming up next hour, because I want to be very accurate about it and specific. Thanks. Here's two things I want to hit right now with you, Christy. And this is an article out of Zero Hedge that quotes Glenn Greenwald, who I think is a really great reporter and a very honorable man, just like Senator Paul or others on the right. He's a liberal I respect. Rolling Stone issues update after horse dewormer hit piece debunked. And it quotes Glenn Greenwald. That's the same reason the hardcore Dem Party media loyalists, led by the usual Rachel Maddow, spread this fake story all over based on what appears to be a fraudulent source without checking. Fake news is 100% acceptable if done with good political motives. And that's exactly it. They think it's okay when they do it. Meanwhile, I've made a few mistakes over the years, but I've never tried to lie on purpose. We're about 98% accurate. Though you watch corporate media, when it's some political, most of the time it's a total lie, the opposite of what's really happening. And again, look what Rolling Stone did. They put this fake photo of people lined up, not able to get in the hospital, and told them this is people in Oklahoma when it wasn't. That's beyond a fraud. I mean, that is premeditated lies. Right there, ladies and gentlemen.
And what's sad about it is that they did.
And now they've changed it. I was going to say what you're saying. Now they've changed it just a shot of a package of ivermectin.
But so they know how, I mean, they're counting and banking on people being so stupid to not realize that that picture was fake, because you have people in coats in September in Oklahoma. That was never going to be.
It's 105 degrees in North Texas, because that's what Oklahoma is, North Texas.
They don't even do a good job. But they know that there's enough people that are going to fall for this.
By the way, Oklahoma used to be North Texas. That's why I make the joke. I love Oklahoma. It is North Texas, though. So, Christy, where do you see this going? Because this is just in-our-face corruption.
Well, I think that Dr. Robert Malone puts it best. He continues to call it the noble lie. These people that are defending misinformation, demonizing ivermectin, they're doing it because they're upholding what they're calling the noble lie. They're doing it to try and get more people to take vaccines. But it's just like, it does make you wonder the sinister nature of suppressing a drug that is working in India and working in Japan and other places. I mean, besides,
they are gaslighting us. I mean, the NIH website has hundreds of studies, and 40-something are on its antiviral properties, and 39 out of 44 are positive. I mean, wow. I mean, you can read the damn reports.
And that's another thing. If you go to NIH website and you search ivermectin, you can actually find all of these studies that are very positive. Meanwhile, you have local news affiliates and national news saying there's no evidence, no study that says that it doesn't work, when you can find it yourself. But they're banking on the fact that they're...
And that's a telltale sign. We show you the video clips we talk about. We show you the NIH website on air. Right now, people are seeing it where they have studies saying what we're saying. We show you neurotically everything we say. They show you nothing, and that's always the telltale line.
Well, it's because they know they can count on their co-conspirator, Google, because when you search ivermectin on Google, you get completely different results.
Christy, that is beyond key, what you just said. You got legacy dinosaur media with big tech suppressing the truth, and they lie because they think they can get away with it, because big tech censors people like you and I, and then they also control the search results, and that's why they dare to engage in fake news like this, because they think that the majority of people aren't learning that they're lying. They think the retraction will never get to the people. That's what the listeners of this show and the viewers have to realize. It's a war for our future and freedom. Get the report out. It'll be posted soon at band.video and freeworldnews.tv, and give them your website one more time.
KLIM.news.
All right, folks, I'm going to come back. Thank you so much, Christy. I'm going to come back and cover some more news, and then I did a very powerful report 2 weeks ago. It went super viral because I was pretty calm and very nice during it. It's an hour and a half long, and it got banned. And so the fellow that interviewed me said, hey, please air it on your show. We will. And it's also going to be posted at band.video. Again, I was interviewed by Jack Ducey. He did a great job. See the powerful, in-depth, wide-ranging Alex Jones interview censored by YouTube. If your local stations don't carry this next show, you'll find us at band.video, infowars.com/show. I'll be back in the next 2 hours.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.